This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. It's now 9 minutes past eight. Beautiful Monday. Happy New Week to everybody. It's for some people the officially first day to work and make money. For some other people, they still make money in the weekends. So, but it's the official working day for a lot of us. I'm wishing you all the best as you go out there. But it doesn't stop us from talking about events in the country and on the Morning Crossfire today. Very interesting event to look at. The APC National Convention is just around the corner. In fact, it's supposed to hold on March 26, 5 days from now. And you would say preparations are in top gear, even though some other people feel like people raise questions like, are they divides in the party? Do they have issues? Well, all of those things we are going to find out as we have this conversation this morning with the spokesperson of the APC in River State, Chris Fineburn, who is on the line with me at the moment. But before then, a few updates I'll let you know. The APC is expected to hold its convention on Saturday. High Court in Abuja on Friday vacated the order of interim injunction that barred the party from holding its convention. In fact, the former governor of Borno State, Senator Ali Modu Sharif, also has stepped down from the national chairmanship race ahead of the convention on Saturday. His reason is simply because they had this zoning arrangement in the party, which has ceded the office to the North Central. Many more other issues that we'll be looking at. Hello, Mr. Chris Fineburn. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, listener. Good morning,
senior. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you had a great weekend.
Yeah, I did. And you?
It was fantastic. Thank you very much. Working as usual, but fantastic still,
right,
nonetheless. Right. So let's cut to the chase. The APC National Convention is just 5 days away, Saturday. What's the preparation like? What's the feeling within the party like at the moment, from the state level to the national?
Yeah, I think everything is moving at pace. Immediately, the zoning was successfully done. It was not possible to sell pumps. Pumps have been sold. I guess right now what's going on is screening of candidates. And as soon as that is done, those hardly other aspects, venue, decorations, and all that, they also up and doing. The debt comes. I mean, everything will roll into.
Okay. As soon as the day comes, everything rolls into play. But now it brings us to some major questions that we need to ask with regards to what's happening within the party. In the last couple of weeks, there's been different events, chains of events. In fact, we remember that the governor of Yobe State, May Buni, and his Niger State counterpart, Sani Bello, reconciled. It was after the APC says it is working hard to ensure that the convention was successful. The event is supposed to be this Saturday. And we recall that the president had directed that Maimala Buni, led caretaker extraordinary convention committee, be allowed to conduct the APC National Convention. What is the situation in the party with regards to the relationship of other top members of the party with Maimala Buni, who is the in charge of the Kedika Extraordinary Convention Committee?
Okay, I think it's straightforward, especially to those who understand. At some point, never forget that the Maimala Buni PEC-PC Committee was set up in 2020 and was initially given a 6-month assignment to ensure that the party holds a successful convention. But that committee set about doing a few other things, which everybody was delighted with initially. But when it sought for elongation of its tenure, another 6 months, then another 6 months, people started getting jittery. People, understandably, started getting worried. And I think the entire thing started from there. Then, and you know, our society that is reading with conspiracy theory and all that, people started thinking that The man was out there to stay put. The man was making money, which to me is very curious because it's a state governor now and all that. So that was how people became agitated.
Well, are you the Rivers APC, the party at the state level, were there concerns about May Buni being in charge, especially with the fact that he is a governor? Remember, we also had, I think it was Festus Keamo, who was also complaining about similar issue. And the governor of Kaduna State, Nasir Al-Rufai, had said that the president was aware of what was happening in the party. And he said May Buni was removed at that time, where it was said that he traveled for health reasons. But he said he was removed because the party uncovered plans that he and others were going to prevent the scheduled APC convention from taking place. He said this during an interview on Channels TV at the time. So my question for you now is, he's back now and he's taking over the reins of affairs. He mentioned about nine other progressive governors, if I'm not mistaken with the numbers. Have those issues been resolved ahead of the convention? Can we say that the APC is going into this convention as a united party?
Okay, I was simply laying the foundation by looking back, you know. But straight to the question you asked, yes, the party and the stakeholders have resolved all that. It is not. I think it's not right to completely say or see what Al-Rufai said on that interview as well. It is possible that anxiety to hold this convention, some persons, some governors, some stakeholders may have felt that Governor Buni wasn't moving with the right speed. They may have approached the president and gotten him to be on the same page that the governor was not, the Buni man was not moving with the right pace, especially with the postponement and rescheduling of the convention. They may have convinced the man that, look, this is a committee. If the chairman for any is out of the country now, few weeks or few months to the, or less than 2 months to the convention, it doesn't all go well for holding that convention. Then coupled with whatever they may have had, they would have put all of that together to convince Mr. President to say, look, let some other members of the committee push on with the program. After all, even if the chairman drops off or drops dead today, God forbid it, the convention will not be put off or postponed on that account. So let some other members of the, or some other member of the caretaker committee, they drive the process while they await return of it. And the man may have, on that basis, said, okay, let whoever will drive, let this thing just go on because we can't afford to postpone it. So what Al-Rufai said may not be completely wrong. But again, don't forget that at that point, the Attorney General of the Federation, who is also an APC member, had warned that everything should be, they should be cautious with the way Bello would take over and function. For me, and my interpretation is that he would have hinted that, look, it would be illegal to completely remove Bello because of the problem with INEC and all of that. So, even that, it was as if it was a kind of a, if I saw the, what will happen. INEC wrote that letter. They wrote to INEC to inform INEC of the INEC perceived that it might be a meeting to ratify the removal of Buni. And warned in their letter that they only recognize Buni and Hassan Odedere as chairman and secretary respectively. So I think the party got back into the shell and brainstormed and realized that the best way wouldn't be to push that meeting of 17, which will run foul. They now decided that the best thing is to, whatever it is, in a few days, we'll be done with Buni as long as the convention holds and everybody will go their separate way. So they decided to recoil into their shell and said, okay, we will step back, inform Mr. President, this is the legal implication of what any other thing we will do. And then, in his wisdom, the president also realized it and said, okay, Buni, stay where you, come back and stay where you are, but be sure you are driving this process to end on 26th. I thought it was the same thing. So that we don't get involved in any legal squabbles.
So now, as it is, you are confident.
That's what it is.
So as it is, you are confident that the convention will hold on the 26th and there would be no postponement whatsoever.
Just take it to the bank because the convention will hold on 26th.
There are also some rumors that have been going around about, former PDP decampees set to take over leadership in the APC. And that is that also true? And if it's true, is that a concern for members of your party?
What is going around?
Rumors that members of the PDP who decamped and joined the APC could be taking over leadership in the party. If that is true, is it a concern for the APC that decampees from the PDP would be taking over sensitive leadership positions in the party?
No. I think what you see happening is political. It happens everywhere. When you are in a situation where you are faced with internal politics of a political party, a whole lot of things are thrown up. We saw it in America. When Clinton and Mrs. Clinton and the other opponents in her party, raised up a lot of issues, which eventually became what the opposition party used against them. So all these things come up.
Mm.
A lot of people, so there are people who are looking at the party, at the APC from the standpoint of the legacy party, CPC, NPP, Abia faction and all that. And they think that the PDP members that joined them shortly after formation of the APC were having an upper hand. And so it becomes a very good tool for them to use to appeal to the sentiment of those of our party members that belong to the old legacy party. And so they are bringing up this issue of PDP. We have gone beyond that.
Mm.
The party had gone beyond that the very day the amalgamation took place and they wrote the constitution. And anybody resorting to all the cleavages and all that are simply playing worthless politics, what I consider worthless politics and mischievous politics. There is no case about the NPP. There's no case about Afghan faction. There's no case of CPC. There's no case of ACN anymore. There should not be. There shouldn't be any case of those parties in APC today. I said that some people are just whipping it up to see how far it would take them.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter. The party is one.
Mm.
What we know is APC.
Well said.
All things have passed away.
I like the sound of that. Old things have passed away. When we return, we'll go on a short commercial. When we return, you just please stay on the line for us. We'll be taking calls and more questions coming your way. One of them would include the call. There's a clamor for Riverine candidates ahead of the 2023 general elections. If the APC is looking in that direction, perhaps you give us a hint on that one. And also, there've been talks, and maybe you clarify whether or not there is disunity or any divide within the APC in Rivers State, as many groups have also been calling on various members of the party, the Minister for Transportation, Senator Magnus Abe, to run for presidency, Abe to run for governor, Minister for presidency. All of this, perhaps you give us more insights to when we return after this very short commercial. Meanwhile, if you're listening, you can send in questions. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. On Facebook and Twitter, it's Nigeria Info PH. You can drop your comments there. We'll be taking them as well. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. My guest still remains the spokesperson of the APC in Rivers State, Chris Finebone. We'll be right back.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, we're still here in the studio. My guest, Chris Finebone, the spokesperson of the APC in Rivers State. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. We're looking at the APC convention. Questions we're asking, they're going into this as a united front. Is there any disunity within the party, both at the state and national levels? Mr. Chris Finebone, thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you.
All right, so quickly before we go on, we just take a few messages and then we continue with the conversation. So this person here says, good morning. The party called APC is not organized. You may see serious defection of aggrieved members in the party on that day of the convention because there is a serious problem in the party. Every day is a claim leader in the party. Let this party put its house in order to have a good convention because this is the last time they will be in power in Nigeria due to its total failure all around in the country. Ayana Ugu is a king boy from Igboeche, sent in that message. This one says, good morning. I'll be glad to support the Minister of Transportation as president, and he is the perfect person to liberate Nigeria. Prince Onucha from Omuma sent in that one. This one says, good morning. How true is the report that Barrister Onwogu Bombs has been selected as the vice chairman South-South going into Saturday's convention? Mr. Chris, perhaps you'd clarify that for us. Is that true or not?
To clarify what?
He's asking that there's a report that Barrister Onwogu Bombs has been selected as Vice Chairman South-South going into Saturday's convention.
I don't think the party is taking that trajectory of approving anyone for convention. So I don't know about that. I don't think it's right.
The APC in Rivers State, what is the situation in the party in Rivers State at the moment?
Well, we had issues in the party. We have put that behind us. We know all the people and all the setbacks we had and those who were behind them to stop the party from having structures in place. But as God will have it, we have overcome all of those obstacles, and we have an elected state executive of APC that has got hit the ground running already. And so that is not an issue. From the very day the chairman was inaugurated and the ESCO was in turn inaugurated, we have hit the ground running. And so there's no more issue about the structure of the APC in Rivers State. It's as clear as can be.
So at the moment, the APC in Rivers State is united. There are no factions, no members of the party who feel angry or sidelined in any way. Everybody is together.
The party is together. But let's not make the mistake to refer to tendencies and parties as factions. No, that's not a faction.
Okay.
If we had a faction, you would see two secretaries of the party and both recognized by the national. And there's nothing close to that here. So it's not a faction. Every party anywhere in the world have tendencies. There may be a group of persons within a party that believe in a particular direction. Then there are also others who believe in a different direction, but they are held together by the fact that they belong to the same larger platform.
So clarify for us, party. Senator Magnus.
So what is there?
Is
there
Senator?
No faction at all about.
Okay, so is Senator Magnus Abe a member of the APC?
Who?
Senator Magnus Abe, is he a member of the APC?
That is not for me to say on this program. The party knows its members, and the books also has a record of members.
So you're a spokesperson of the party. If I say, for instance, I'm saying, no, I'm a member of the APC, I'm sure you can tell me whether or not I am. And
I'll leave that to the secretariat to determine, because I don't know whether you registered last night. Then you come in the morning to do an early April Fool on me.
So you're implying that Senator Magnus Abe could overnight become a member of the APC.
That is not what I've implied. I've only pointed to you, Ifemia, that you could have registered last night, and this morning you are asking me that on this program. Then I would simply innocently say, Ifemia Andrew, I know you are not a member of APC. Then you now bring the evidence. I would have made a mess of myself. So I'm using you as an example.
Okay. But then I'm asking you, as the spokesperson of the APC in Rivers State, is or is not Senator Magnus Abe a member of the party?
I am the spokesperson of APC, but I do not have the record of a membership of APC.
It's fair to say an elder statesman when you're talking about things that concern River State and him being in the party at some point that we all know about. So whether or not he still remains a member is what to clarify. And at his level, I'm pretty sure it's easy that for you to know whether or not he's a member.
You know that we brought back into office. Some of us came back, the rest are new persons. And whatever process that happened all along was driven by national. So I cannot speak on such until I get familiar with the books.
All right.
So it's not for me to say anything in one direction or the other.
Okay. Let's take some phone calls so we get some questions that you react to. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Akuku from Akuku.
Okay, go ahead. You have 1 minute.
So, I want to comment on in APC in Rivers State. I see that APC, there is no crisis in APC in Rivers State. It was those who agreed, who had selfish interest for their own. That's why it's easy. But I know now APC has dissolved. Mr. Chris Fambo, who is the first one of APC, I love him. One guy against him as a defense. Let me say that even the national we are talking about, I know they have resolved the issue. They have issues. Every party has the issue in the kitchen. There will be an issue in the house. We have people being husband and wife. They will always have this a party issue. And
okay.
That's not the issue, I know. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Good
morning.
Good morning. My name is Pomerikayan.
Good morning, brother.
Yeah, my question is this. The executive governor of River State said that soon we roll out so much infrastructure. What do you see? What is our party also preparing for the members of the party who has done well for the party? And also, secondly, what the party plan for the national convention to vote and we carry the conditions to the convention ground.
Okay, thank you. I think with the convention, you already answered that. So, but if you can answer his earlier question, which was the stomach infrastructure that the governor of Rivers State had talked about with regards to starting with the GDI before it gets on to Rivers people. He's asking what other plans the APC has for its own members who have worked for the party.
Well, I don't know whether we've descended to that. Parties now say, okay, this is already the declaration by the governor is faulty. If all his members had died before this time, would they be given stomach infrastructure in their graves? It's not something that is not, it tells you about the concept of governance in the minds of some people. Declaring a year to your leaving office that it is now you want to attend to the, you know, to the stomach infrastructure of his wards, of his party members.
So the APC, as a political party, has there been such provision for members of the party who work tirelessly day and night to ensure that the party, you know, is sustained in the state? That's the question he asked.
The party does not have to set aside their time to attend to the stomach infrastructure in the ward of his members. The party will do the much it can, or has been doing the much it can, or, you know, it could. Okay. And it's not an issue to... The governor does not set agenda for the people.
Okay.
It belongs to premise such question alongside what the governor said or what he has decided to do.
All right, let's take another call now. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Morning to you, JJ. Go on.
Yeah, good morning to the chief. Online, as it is this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Sir, according to Governor El-Rufai, he said that they uncover the fraud by Buni, that he already secured some court order that he has not served on the party, and that he's waiting for the day or his day to the convention to serve it on the party. Has Buni repented right now? That is first question. Second question, according to Marcus Garvin, you know him now, the Pan-African man, that the other continent of the world refused to disarm, that Africa should go for arm. Other continents are doing stomach infrastructure, and you're saying it's not important to the APC? That is my last question. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
The first one was on
The Buni situation. I think you touched a bit about it earlier with regards to what El-Rufai said.
Okay, El-Rufai said, El-Rufai said what he did say, and I thought we have spoken on.
Yeah, that's what exactly what I'm saying. Perhaps he tuned in late, but we already addressed that earlier on the show. So perhaps you would speak more on the stomach infrastructure provision by the party, which I think you've also answered from the earlier caller. I don't know if JJ was listening at that time.
I just want to be sure that things do not degenerate to the point where parties toil for 4 years, toil for another 7 years, then on the 8th year is when the party wants to provide for its members. For me, that is not the right way to think, look at it. Ideally, any party would arrange for its members or do things that would benefit its members from day one. Do you have to stay hungry from day one to the seventh day? Then the last day, which is the 8th day, is when you be. What if you do not stay alive? So it's not even an idea to buy. I don't buy it.
All right.
I don't buy it at all.
All right.
What if you are not alive on the seventh day or on the 8th day?
Okay.
So to me, it doesn't really make anything.
I'd like to get your opinion on this quickly. The call for riverine candidates, what's the APC's position? Are we going to see a candidate carry the party's flag from the riverine ahead of 2023 elections?
The leader of the party has earlier made this public, and we do not flip-flop. As long as the leader of the party has made his opinion known, I'm sure the party will have them. Will take a stand.
What's the opinion?
My opinion or the opinion of the party?
The opinion of the party in the state.
the opinion of the party will be in alignment with the opinion of the leader.
And what is the opinion of the leader?
And the opinion of the leader is that the Riverine should put forward, should have the candidacy this time around.
Okay.
For example, in 1998, some leaders of this state, two dead, two alive, they sat then as PDP. They sat and agreed that it was unfair to continue to hold on to power, even if it started when it was a bigger state of Bayelsa and Rivers State.
Mm.
But it was unfair that at that point, power should go to the upland. That led to the emergence of Dr. Peter Odile. So at some point, it doesn't have to be by voting. It has to be by some reasonable men sitting down and agreeing that what is fair is fair. What is not fair is not fair.
Okay.
So that is how they did it then. And I believe the decision of APC in Rivers State is in line with what happened in 1998.
So any possible candidates who might look from the APC, perhaps candidate who was supposed to run for governor at the other time, or Senator Magnus Abe at this time, or...
So many are qualified, and I believe they are all coming out.
Okay. And then recently we also heard the court, give a decision with regards to Section 84, Subsection 12 of the Electoral Act. I would like to get your thoughts on that. And the President had wanted the Assembly to expunge that part of the electoral bill at the time, the amended one. The section reads, no political appointee at any level shall be voting delegate or be voted for at the convention or congress of any political party for the purpose of the nomination of candidates for any election. What do you make of that's just part of it. What do you make of that judgment by
As a person, I buy the position of Mr. President. And not just because it is the president. I've also listened to the likes of Chief Michael Ozekome. I've listened to Olisha Abakoba. All of them declared that provision as ultra-virus and unconstitutional. It is not because they said it to me. I feel that it is unconstitutional.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time. We really have to let you go at this moment, but a lot has been said. You have assured us, so we'll be looking forward to March 26 to see what happens at the APC convention.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Or perhaps we take one more question before you go. Sorry about that. Let's just take one more question before you go. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. Just go ahead, a few seconds. Go ahead with your question.
My question is... or go to the side of the Section 84, Section 12. It is good for that very particular law to, it's good for them to leave it. Because that's what we call political incumbent power. So, and that was not created in the provision for political law for that reason. So any person holding political office should resign.
All right, so that's what he says. It should be deleted. On WhatsApp, this is for you to respond to. I said, please, for clarity's sake, is Abe still a member of the APC? That's a question from WhatsApp. I think, what is your answer? Still your answer on that one?
Can I go on saying the same thing over?
If you want to, perhaps you may change your mind. I never can tell.
I'm not in a position to confirm anything or deny anything.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. Thank you very much for your time. It's Chris Feinbone.
Thank you for having me.
All right, have a wonderful day. That was the spokesperson of the APC in River State, and he has assured that, yes, look at this, the convention would hold, so we keep our fingers crossed and see. And he says the party is going into that convention united at both national and state level. After the convention, however, we don't know what will play out. More messages on WhatsApp. This one says, okay, I think he's answered this with regards to Upland and Riverine candidacy. Good morning, Andrew. My name is D. Law from Port Harcourt. You see how an intellectual talk on radio, compare it with the spokesman of the other parties who always shout and abuse people on radio. The difference is clear. Okay. Good morning, Mr. Andrew. In fact, I think Nigerians have learned their lesson. Anybody flying APC flag should be regarded as an enemy of the country development. They have nothing to offer but lies and looting. Every Nigerian knows that the country is dead. Prince Nathaniel sent in that one. This one says, who is deceiving who in APC? From what he's saying, it is clear that APC is towing the same line they towed in 2019, which spells doom for them. Lola from Port Harcourt sent in that one. This one says, Andrew, top of the morning, why should the Attorney General of the Federation be an APC member? According to your guest in the studio from Tangod Atwigbun, I didn't think that's what he said. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. So, don't say he did. He didn't say that. Okay. More messages. This one says, how will the Minister of Transportation achieve his presidential ambition when the party has no structure in the state? The minister also has no good relationship with most of the top politicians in the South. Well, we'll wait and see. That's how we wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire today. Thank you very much for your calls and your messages. It's been great having you this morning on the show. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Bye-bye for now.